It's Marketplace Tech for Friday, September 11th. I'm Molly Wood in for Ben Johnson. The NFL football season has begun, and oh man, is it nerdy. Wi-Fi equipped stadiums, apps that let you order food to your seats, and players who are more like guinea pigs than athletes. This year, every player's shoulder pads will have RFID transmitters that can precisely track their movements on the field for both training and broadcast purposes. And some teams are even adding virtual reality to their training. I visited Stanford, where a professor named Jeremy Bailenson co-founded a virtual reality company called Striver. He said they're working with six NFL teams.
We have signed for multi-year contracts the San Francisco 49ers, the Dallas Cowboys, the New Orleans Saints, the New York Jets, the Arizona Cardinals, and the Minnesota Vikings.
So a pretty good chunk of teams that are using this. Do they at least believe that they're getting a material advantage out of using these systems to improve their player skills?
Our teams love this system. So I went to Dallas to install the system in their practice facility. And Jason Garrett, just a really brilliant, forward-thinking guy. He gets it. He built a special room with padded walls and AstroTurf. And the QBs from Dallas are putting in substantial amounts of time training. And I could tell similar stories for all of our teams. They love it. I mean, think about it, Molly. They use VR right now. It's just terrible VR. They train watching film shot from a camera from the wrong spot without the ability to turn their heads and see around. We just have a much better version of it.
So do you think we'll see some results? Like, are we going to notice a difference?
We are paying a lot of attention. So one of the things that makes Striver special is that we get metrics that no one has ever had before. We have the way they move their head, the way they move their body, the second by second where they looked in a scene. And we can create metrics that are predictive of how well players are doing. And this idea of using what I call the digital footprint, the natural tracking movements that players do, we've already got lots and lots of data from players across 20 teams. We're building these machine learning statistical models that can predict how a player is doing on the field based on how he's moving in our simulation. By next season, we're going to really be in a great position because we've got all this training data to know how a player is going to do based on how he trains.
So I know you're doing research on the one hand on empathy and sociological interaction. Are you applying any of that to the work with the football teams?
We had the privilege of hosting Roger Goodell in the lab, and he came and spent a half day with us. And he came for the express reason of using virtual reality to help his players understand what it's like to be a woman, a child, somebody who is not heterosexual, and to put themselves in their shoes and to help our players who are young kids, who are, you know, still learning life, to help them experience VR as a way of gaining empathy towards other people. And to make, in general, better decisions off the field.
That was Jeremy Bailenson, Stanford professor and co-founder of the virtual reality company Striver. I'll have more on those social experiments he was talking about in a future story. For now, let's just say virtual reality has a lot more uses than just movies and football training. And it is Friday, my favorite day to guest host, because it's time for Silicon Tally. My friendly adversary this week is Jessica Hagee, artist, writer, and keeper of the blog thisisindexed.com. Jessica, are you ready to play the game where we try to stump each other with numbers from the week's tech news?
I am down to play.
All right, here we go. I'm going to start, and my number is 3.
Oh, gosh. Is that some sort of poll rating change for someone?
No, 3 is the number of women Apple had on stage at Wednesday's keynote event.
That sounds better than last year.
Yeah, yeah. Actually, here's the crazy thing. That's a record for Apple, 3 women on stage. It does not obviously compare to the 24 men that took the stage. And on the even more downside, Adobe showed off a new photo editor feature by showing that it could make a woman's face smile more.
Maybe a little frowny face in there.
Maybe a little frowny face. All right, what's your number?
18.
18 ways to Photoshop a frowny face on Apple executives. No.
I'm sure there are at least that many ways.
I would think so.
18 is the hours of marathon unboxing that Disney did for the new line of Star Wars toys.
18 hours of just unboxing toys?
Yeah. It was just like this crazy YouTube stream where people were going absolutely crazy for little doodads and dolls and toys, and grown men were squealing.
Yeah, no, I guarantee that somebody in a Jawa costume watched all 18 hours. All right, let's see. My next number is 1 billion.
No idea.
$1 billion is the amount that BMI, the Performing Rights Organization, said it collected last year. $100 million of that billion came from digital music, and BMI said it paid out $877 million to songwriters and composers and publishers. So I'm thinking that this means that digital music pays, at least a little bit.
Well done.
All right, what is your next number, Jessica?
My next number is 1250.
Let's see. 1,250 minutes it'll take to wait for to order your pre-order your new Apple iPhone 6S.
You're very close with the Apple thing. That is actually the cost of the Hermes double band for the Apple Watch.
Wow. In case you had any idea who the target audience of the Apple Watch was.
That will definitely show up on Rich Kids of Instagram, I'm pretty sure.
Absolutely. Jessica Hagee runs the absolutely delightful blog. This is indexed.com. Jessica, thanks so much for playing.
Thank you.
One last note today. Google has announced that its Android Pay is now available in the U.S. at a million locations, including Macy's, Whole Foods, and Walgreens. The new Android Pay app will store credit cards and reward cards, and it replaces the old never-used Google Wallet app, but that will still exist as a way to send money to your friends. That's not confusing at all. I'm Molly Wood, and that's Tech. This is APM, American Public Media.
Hey there, I'm Bridget, co-host of Million Bazillion, Marketplace's podcast for kids about money. I want to tell you about our email newsletter course, Million Bazillion Academy. In this new and improved course, we'll help your kids learn about crypto, credit cards, and inflation in just 6 weeks. Each lesson comes with a podcast episode, a fun cartoon, discussion questions, and an activity that lets kids apply what they're learning in the real world. You can start at any time and work at your own pace. Sign up today at marketplace.org/academy.